Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, August 6th, 2012. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, How Entrepreneurs Can Use the News to Capture Attention, with branding expert Liz Goodgold of Red Fire Branding. Today's show is being brought to you by abookin90days.com, a customized coaching program for hard-based coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers who want to write a book to attract more clients and increase profits. Get your copy of the 7-Step Roadmap to Publishing Success, now available at abookin90days.com. Welcome to all of you, my listeners. Now, whether you're listening live or maybe you're one of those in the chat room, many of you are listening to this from the archives. In any case, welcome and thank you so much for joining us. You can get an announcement and a reminder in your email of each episode each week. Just click the follow button. It's right under my photo on my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. Each week, to get at that goal, I interview guests from many different fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting, wealth creation, business success and career, all of those things that contribute to our lasting happiness. Today's episode is How Entrepreneurs Can Use the News to Capture Attention with Liz Goodgold, branding speaker, author, and expert, and I should say branding expert, speaker, and author. She has had over 20 years of experience working for huge clients as well as small business owners and startups. Her specialized one-on-one branding and coaching programs spark new ideas that deliver surefire results. She is the author of Red Fire Branding and The Marketing. Welcome to the show, Liz.
Hey, Flora. It's always great to be here and talk with you.
Thank you. It's so wonderful that you made time because I have attended one of your workshops, and I know you have some great information to share and give your workshop attendees and your clients a real spark. And in a short period of time, you gave me a great tip when I attended. So let's get started right away because I know a lot of people must be wondering, how can you use the news to capture attention? We know that as entrepreneurs, we have to market our businesses. We have to promote in order to get clients and in order to be profitable. So could you explain what is meant by piggybacking on the news and why is it important? Why is this a good idea?
It's an absolutely great idea. So what I mean by piggybacking is that I want every listener to quickly either grab a newspaper, yes, that's the stuff that's in print and makes a mess of your fingertips, or... Or, get this, if you're trying to make sure you live in the 21st century, go to CNN.com, mm-hmm. major newspaper, WallStreetJournal.com, and I want you to look at the top headlines. Okay. And the minute you can identify some headlines, you can start to put yourself in the news. So let's take today's Wall Street Journal, for example. Okay. So here is a real mainstream business publication. And yet, of course, they're still covering some major stories. And let's review. So today's Wall Street Journal, we have a story, What a Surprise About the London 2012 Olympics. Let's stop right there. Virtually every person on today's call, I guarantee you, can tie whatever it is that they do into the London Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. So this is what I mean by piggybacking. You're not trying to create the news. In other words, the London Olympics are already news. What you're trying to do as the expert, as a coach, as a therapist, as a hypnotherapist, as a speaker, as a financial planner, insurance agent, is to waltz into that news and make a connection between what reporters are already talking about and give them a different spin. spin on the story idea.
Mm-hmm.
So if we go right back to that example and say, okay, well, Liz, what the heck are you talking about with the 2012 Olympics? So, of course, my little ballywick is I do a whole heck of a lot of branding and naming, right? Create brand names for people, pharmaceutical, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
So I took the 2012 Olympics and I blogged about how can you create a gold medal nickname.
Hmm.
So I talked about Usain Bolt, and his nickname, of course, is the Lightning Bolt.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about our gold medal winner in the gymnastics, mm-hmm. the flying squirrel, Gabby.
That's right.
So it took my core competency, which is naming and branding, and I tied it into the Olympics, and voila, we have a story.
Mm-hmm.
Any therapist listening today, for example, could say, well, Liz, I don't do branding. I can't do that, and I have nothing to talk about. Mm-hmm. The secret there is to say, how can you get a gold medal attitude? What are the secrets to winning? What's the therapy behind winning? A dietitian can talk about what does it take for an athlete to prepare his or her body in terms of calories, input, output. What mm-hmm. makes a good diet? What's the difference between an Olympic diet and a regular American diet? What's mm-hmm. all this hype we're hearing about athletes doing a gluten-free diet? Is that mm-hmm. myth or fact? You following me? So every single person, I mean, if it's a financial planner, you know what you start talking about? You tie it into the news and the women's weightlifter. This
right.
woman is living on $400 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Gabby's family went bankrupt
mm-hmm.
in order to fund her dream. So a financial planner should be talking about how do you fund, how do you set priorities, how mm-hmm. to do it, how to get a sponsor. What does it mean if you file bankruptcy?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I'm so big, and that's really how I've done all of my press, and I've done about 500, if not more, over the last 3 years in terms of radio and TV and print interviews. It's not because I'm making the news, and that's probably the best takeaway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I am not making the news. I am piggybacking into what the reporters are already writing about.
Mm. That's so wonderful. I did that last week, as a matter of fact. In my blog, I wrote about the 10 lessons that writers can learn from the Olympics.
Oh, and, God, I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, wait, it was 7, not 10. But nevertheless, you get the idea. It's wonderful because, as you just pointed out, there's so many lessons that any of us can learn, and you just pointed out all of the ones. And smart entrepreneurs and smart columnists did that last week. There were a lot of Olympic-related articles out there and blogs. So thank you for that. I want to ask you, you mentioned some papers at the beginning. What papers do you recommend? You said CNN.com, that's the online version. What paper versions do you recommend that we read?
Besides the Wall Street Journal, I am huge on mainstream publications.
Okay.
And the reason is that when everybody's talking, you have a reporter's ear. So mm-hmm. I believe that one of the best publications is, get this,
okay,
People Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
You can now write it off as indulgent and your sneaky little habit. But if it's mainstream news,
mm-hmm.
people are interested. So I did, of course, a whole and was interviewed about Vidal Sassoon and his legacy and
mm-hmm.
what is his branding legacy. What did he teach us?
Mm-hmm.
How he tied into Mia Farrow and that became the face of his brand. How he sued Procter & Gamble to try to get his name back after
mm-hmm.
he sold it.
Mm-hmm.
So there were so many things. So People Magazine means everyone's talking about it.
Exactly, exactly.
So I really believe that, and when Oprah was on, for example, I always recommended to my clients that they watch Oprah, because if 26 million people are buzzing about it, you need to know about it.
Exactly, exactly. And the grocery store is a great place to find out about these magazines, isn't it? As soon as you walk in, you can't help but see People and Cosmopolitan and some of the others right in your face, and they put the headlines on the cover, so you don't have to look too hard to see what those are. Right.
You don't. And so not only does it make you a great source when it comes to the press or creating the news, but it also makes you an amazing entrepreneur. Because mm-hmm. I find, as an entrepreneur, that you need to master the art of chit-chat.
Hmm.
Right? No one wants to go to a networking event where someone wants to throw that business card down their throat and talk about, let me sell, sell, sell. Instead, I think you have to be worldly enough to be talking about, hey, what does this mean for Penn State? Sandusky, let's talk about it. What is sports? What happened with the gold medal? Can you believe finally that the Brit won? Murray, gosh darn it. I'm so thrilled for the guy winning Olympic gold in tennis. You need to know what's going on in the universe. And okay. I think these mainstream publications make us aware and have the ability to have great conversations. And we all know that at the end of the day, people do business with people they know, like, trust, and respect.
Exactly.
And if you have nothing to contribute,
mm-hmm.
you have no chance of moving that relationship along the continuum and to turn a browser into a buyer.
That's wonderful. I liked your lead-in with what does this mean for blah, blah, blah. So whatever the news is, that's a good lead-in to, for us to think about a story, because there's always different angles. No matter what the story, there's various angles that, other than just the one that's being covered in the news. So that's a great tip. I wonder, though, if some listeners are worried that by doing this, we're exploiting people or we're being distasteful by using the news. What do you say to those people?
I think it's valid. I think, unfortunately, if you look at yesterday's paper, and there was a temple in Wisconsin
yes.
that had another shooting, and, of course,
yes.
just last week we had Aurora, Colorado.
Right.
Well, one of my clients was on talking about, as a therapist, how do you deal with death? What does this mean? How do you help children cope with death?
Mm-hmm.
So on one hand, you're really right, Flora. You could be saying, is she abusing the news? Is she taking advantage? But on the other, by showing empathy and providing, and here's the key, value.
Mm-hmm.
So something like 5 ways to help children deal with death,
mm-hmm.
4 ways to overcome a crisis, by providing valuable information and helping versus turning it around and say, well, that's not news. Let me tell you what's really important. So the secret here
okay.
is you're really servicing the readers. And, in fact, that should be the mantra
okay.
throughout. So if you actually get on a radio station or a TV station, remember this mantra. It's not about you.
That's true.
It's never about you. So if you provide value and you make sure you don't do silly things like, well, if you read my Red Fire book, I tell you there.
Oh,
no.
No.
And I mean, haven't you heard that? Where
yes.
authors
yes.
are trying so hard to promote their book that they want to hold back. But this is something that I will share from all of my radio interviews, is that if you continue to give, and give great, valuable information, the producers love you, the hosts love you, the listeners love you, and you get invited back over and over and over again.
Exactly. And they learn that if you have something of value to share and you're generous with it, then those people want to know more about your service and what you do and how you can help them. Because if you gave that much away free, what more could you possibly have that would benefit them? So tell us, that this is a good point to tell us about your service, what you do, and how listeners can get in touch with you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. I am Liz Goodgold, and I coach entrepreneurs on one-on-one basis as well as in groups through redfirebranding.com. I also work with big corporations on big branding, repositioning, naming issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a combination, and it's really folks who are worried, do I have the right name? Does my message resonate? Or I have a brand, I have a domain, I have a website, I'm tweeting, but I'm not getting any business.
Right.
And
right.
I typically find that when people have that problem where they say, oh, I just can't find the right words, it's not that they have a copywriting problem, it's that they have a branding problem.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you understood your target so well, it would be effortless, and the words would effortlessly and mellifluously flow out of your mouth or out your head into the paper. But they don't. So that's really what I do. And my whole goal is to make sure that my clients get mind share to translate into market share, that people have to think about you in order to do business with you.
Mm, I like that. They have to think about you first.
They have to think about you first.
What's the best way to reach you, website-wise or email-wise?
I take all, and I think that's what we've learned, right? People
yes.
contact and interact with you when they want to, how they want. So they can go to redfirebranding.com. You can find me, of course, at Twitter, at LizGoodGold. You can find me on Facebook, and all of those work.
Yes, yes. I'm so glad you said that, because you've said a couple of important things so far, and one of them about being worldly. I hear business people debating about, should they be on Twitter, should they be here and talking, I'm going to stop Facebook, I'm going to do this. You've got to be involved in what's going on in the world and news-wise, but you also have to be involved in social media. All of them work in different ways and different times, correct?
Exactly, and it's really obvious from my subset that I have a different audience with Twitter,
mm-hmm.
Facebook, and email. So I send out a weekly Words of Wisdom, for example.
I love that.
Because I love to play with, you know, I'm a word girl. I love to play with words. And I find that my email list at Words of Wisdom is very different from my Facebook or my Twitter followers. I have virtually no overlap. So
right.
that if I weren't in that space, I would miss that opportunity to connect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can't afford to pick. You go with the major ones, and you do what you need to do on those. Each one is different, too. We have to spend a little time learning how to use them, but it's certainly worth it. What are some other tips about using the news story? I love the idea of seeing that daily paper, watching those headlines, thinking about how we can tie in to those. Any other things that you can share with
us? Yeah, I think the first part is practice, practice, practice.
Okay.
And media interviews, similar to public speaking, is that you can practice all day long in front of your mirror or in your office or mm-hmm. in your bedroom or have your hair brushed at the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
None of that counts. You must practice. So I recommend, and every listener here today, is the only way you can prepare, but practice has to happen live. And that's why I joke all the time that you want to offend all your local media first before you go on the big show. And I talk from experience. So I will share this with you. Here's an example of making 25 errors in an interview, and I did them all. So I got called by a local paper. Again, I love local papers. Make all your mistakes locally before you decide to talk to the New York Times. And I was called as a naming expert.
Mm-hmm.
Liz, can you give us some ideas about how you can create good brand names?
Mm-hmm.
So yours truly talked about how alliterations are a great mnemonic device.
Mm.
Okay, so let's just stop right there. I picked violated words, complicated words, big mistake, words mm-hmm. hard to spell, big mistake, mnemonic, M-N-E-M-O-N-I-C. How moronic am I? So I wound up in print as one of my very first sound bites as saying, and this is how it was quoted, a literalization, again, there's no such word, that doesn't help for word girl's reputation, are a great harmonic device.
Oh.
Literalizations are a great harmonic device when, of course, what I actually said was alliterations are a great mnemonic device.
Mm.
So this is what I mean about practice, so you can prepare. So the first thing that I want everyone to do is before you call the media, even if the media calls you,
mm-hmm.
you practice, you write down a perfectly great, sexy soundbite.
Mm-hmm.
You never use big words.
No.
If you have no choice but to use a technical term, you do a great job of prefacing it. So you say to that reporter, whew, I have to use this word, and there's no other way. So let me just spell it for you in advance. You probably are aware of it because you don't want to insult them, right?
Nope.
Host is always right. Reporters always right. You are a guest. So let me spell the word for you.
And then you proceed to spell it. Now, what about listeners who don't know what you mean by sound bites? Whoops, I think I lost Liz for a minute, but she'll be back, I'm sure. This is what happens on the internet, and this is what happens on whenever you're doing interviews. It can happen. Calls get dropped. So let me recap what Liz was sharing with us. We've been talking about entrepreneurs using the news to market your business, to attract customers, and, of course, to be more profitable. And the very first thing that Liz shared with us was to grab your newspaper, your local newspaper, the national newspapers, and check out what the headlines are for that particular day. And then think about what you can do with that news story to tie in. And she gave an example of the Olympics. We have all been watching the Olympics during this past week. And there are infinite ways that we can tie into those, and that's what she shared with us. Hold on. I think Liz was back for a minute. She'll be back. The calls get dropped sometimes, no matter what we do. So what does this mean for you? Well, regardless of what your particular niche is, particular field is, there can be a news tie-in. Now, if you're worried about exploiting or being distasteful, you don't have to worry about that, because as long as you're giving value, then people will want to hear it. Hi, Liz.
Hi, I'm thrilled. Thank you so much. And that's just a perfect example of why,
yes,
I say practice, practice, practice. Who,
yes,
knows why? My phone disconnected.
That's right.
And it sounded to me, again, you being the consummate expert, that you didn't panic.
No.
You do what you have to do. You knew at some point I was going to call back in and rejoin the group.
That's right. And this is a good example of what you just said about practice. It also is helpful if you know something about your field enough that you can respond quickly to these things. I want to, before our time runs out, ask you to tell the listeners what you mean by sexy sound bites, for those people who are not quite clear on that. What's a sound bite and what makes it sexy?
Okay, a sexy sound bite is one that is typically short. It has some good recall to it. It has maybe some imagery. So let me try to give you some examples, okay?
Okay, all right.
So there is a guy who is doing this crazy concoction, and it's a pie inside a cake inside a big chocolate tart, okay? And they said, well, you know, this is like the tofurkey of pies or something. And he goes, no, let me be clear. I put the kitsch in kitchen cooking. Okay, here's another. Someone was trying to explain, and here's another great tip. Someone was trying to explain what they do, and the guy was just like not getting it, right? He is trying to stop some of the violence, amazing, in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know what? I am the Elliot Ness of Mexico City.
Mm.
See how that's a great soundbite?
I like it.
Hey, Liz Goodgold, what do you want to be? I say, I am the Susie Orman of branding. I take all that complicated things and tell you exactly what you need to do.
Right, right, right. And is there a problem with people doing that, using, let's say, like Susie Orman, using a name like that to tie in with you? Do we need to be concerned about any issues?
No, it's a great. What I love about this, and it's something that I do practice and teach, is that when you have something complicated, you want to take the unfamiliar concept to the familiar concept.
Okay.
So when people really aren't understanding, well, what the heck is it that you do? It makes it so much easier to say, well, do you understand how your iPhone app works? Well, I do that, but for big corporations.
Okay.
Or what do? I'm like the CSI on the crime scene, but I help explore who did it in accounting, and that's why we call it forensic accounting.
Okay. All right. So you have to really think and be creative, but you have to understand your service well enough to be able to connect it to something that people are familiar with, is what I hear you saying.
You do, and you just want it to be short so people have that big aha moment. So I've been quoted, for example, as saying, naming is to marketing as location is to real estate.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fundamental way to build a brand.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to get people to say, whoa, I understand the importance of that.
Mm-hmm.
Someone was talking about Christmas kitschy sweaters, you know, with all the danglies and the sparkles
yes,
right? And this is a great quote from another newspaper, and the woman was asked about them, and she says, let's just put it this way. Christmas sweaters are like the fruitcake of gifts. They get passed around, but nobody wants to own one. So you want to get good at sound bites so that you get
mm-hmm.
quoted. By the same token, when you see yourself in print, whether it's at someone's blog, whether it's a huge print, or maybe just a blog post, that you sound good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So again, that's what comes back to practice. I joke, one of my lovely, lovely clients, Nisa Burns, Kitchen Ability, out in West Virginia, she jokes that we've worked together. I performed liposuction on her. I refused, even though she's young and brilliant, to let her, you know, like, almost like, you know, the way I cook, you know, like, is this. She is a brilliant cooker. She helps college students learn to cook great, healthy, fast meals. But she cannot get mainstream media attention if she continued to speak like that.
Exactly, exactly. That's wonderful. I remember that one of your speeches I attended, you made a big impact on the audience by talking about ways to help people remember your name. And you gave a string of them. And, I mean, one of the simplest ones to me was to say your last name first and then repeat your name like James Bond. Bond, James Bond. I like that. And people
need
that.
And your name works great. Lightway.
Yes, yes, yes. And I really appreciate that. Oh, my goodness, we're running out of time. Do you have some last-minute things that you want to share with us? I know news stories are great, even regular calendar events, things, observances that occur every year, every month, certain times. We can use those as well, right?
It is, but here's something. Create a media section on your website.
Okay.
And that media section, even if you've never been in the press at all, it makes no difference.
Mm-hmm.
Having a media section that has, here's your quick bio, download it, interview questions for a reporter,
mm-hmm.
a verbal introduction for the reporter, what topics you can address, work there. Even your own press releases posted on your own site, on your own media section,
get
found by spiders and you will be in shock. How often reporters call you because of that.
Wow.
You can also tweet that you have it up and here's the press. And you should be following reporters on the publications that you want to be quoted in.
Hmm. Okay, that's a good tip. You want to tell listeners how they go about following these reports, well, finding them and following them.
It's so easy. I follow the Washington Post marketing reporters.
Okay.
I follow the New York Times marketing reporters. The Huffington Post.
Okay.
They're all findable. And
mm-hmm.
what's surprising, they now also are following me. Aha.
They like to be found.
they want to be found. And so you can see if you're really cultivating, you have this hot story, so let's go back to the London Olympics.
Yes.
You know, do you have a gold medal-worthy nickname? I can send a direct message to the Washington Post reporter. Hey, what do you think about this and making it a bigger story?
Mhm. That's a great tip.
Yeah, so there's so much to do. The bottom line is you can get great PR as an entrepreneur and you don't have to pay for it.
That's the best news of all. Thank you so much. I've been talking with Liz Goodgold from Red Fire Branding, and you need to dash over there, www.redfirebranding.com. To learn more about Liz's tips, be sure to sign up for her newsletter because you're going to get a lot of value from that right away. Thank you for joining me today. The show has been brought to you by abookin90days.com, a customized coaching program for hard-based coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers who want to write a book to attract more clients and increase profits. Be sure to tune in again. This week we're going to have a special show on Thursday, August 9th. So tune in, join me then. In the meantime, remember, So have a blessed week. I'll always tell you that. And in order to do that, you also need to color your life happy.